兄姊妹们一同打开圣经旧约耶利米书第九章。
I'd like to ask brothers and sisters, let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9.
我们一同读第一节。
Let's read verse 1 together.
但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源，我好为我百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。我们再读第九章的二十一节和二十二节。
Same chapter, verse 21 and 22.
因为死亡上来，进了我们的窗户，入了我们的宫殿，要从外边剪除孩童，从街上剪除少年人。你当说，耶和华如此说，人的尸首必倒在田野，像粪土，又像收割的人遗落的一把禾稼，无人收取。我们再读耶利米书第十四章二十节到二十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 14 verses 20 and 21.
耶和华，我们承认自己的罪恶和我们列祖的罪孽，因为我们得罪了你，求你为你名的缘故不厌恶我们，不入没你荣耀的宝座，求你追念，不要背了与我们所立的约。我们最后读，请读诗篇八十篇十七节到十八节的上半。
Lastly, let's turn to Psalm chapter 80, verse 17 to the first part of verse 18.
愿你的手扶持你右边的人，
Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you raised from for yourself.
这样，我们便不退后，离开你。 便不退后离开你。好，我们一同低头来做一个祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，今天早晨，愿你的灵在我们每一个人的身上。
Dear Lord, this morning may your spirit be upon every one of us.
主啊，求你用你的膏来膏我们。
And please anoint us with your oil.
哦，主啊，求你今天在你的子民中能够找到那个又松又软的心田。
And Lord, we do pray that this morning in our hearts that you would find soft and good soil.
主啊，让我们对你的话有反应。
So that we would have a response to your word.
主啊，愿你的话落在我们的心里，能够结实百倍。
Lord, we do pray that your word, when it comes into our hearts, it may return a hundredfold.
不要突然返回。
That it would not return empty and void.
我们这样诚心的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
With all our hearts, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
圣经实在是神的话。因为它不但历久不变，而且永远长新。
The Bible is indeed the Word of God, and it is not only forever unchanging, but it is always new.
虽然是几千年以前写的，但是每一次当我们来读的时候，总是这么的新鲜，也是这么的应时。
Even though it was written thousands of years ago, it is still so timely and fresh.
不但它能够应付历史上每一个时代的需要，也能够应付今天我们每日的需要，所以主的话实在是太奇妙了。
Not only can it meet the needs of every single era of time, but it can also meet our daily needs. It is really so precious.
这一次当我和旧约四组的弟兄姊妹们一起再来查读耶利米书的时候，
And so this time as we are reading, studying the book of Jeremiah, the Old Testament study group,
竟然发现在那个时候以色列人中的光景正是反映我们今天这个时代的情形。
We realize that the condition of the Israelites at that time reflects also our current condition.
耶利米的执事是开始于犹大王约西亚的十三年。
Jeremiah began his ministry in the 13th year of Josiah's reign.
持续到犹大国的最后一个王， 西底家的十一年，那个就是神子民被掳的那一年。
And it lasted until the last king, the 11th year of King Zedekiah. That was the year of the captivity of the people of Judah.
在这一个犹大国最后四十年中间，这个先知在那里苦口婆心的来向百姓劝诫。
And so in these last 40 years of the nation of Judah, the prophet was painstakingly trying to speak God's word to his people.
一再的警告他们说要有被掳，要有亡国的危险，但是犹大国中的这一个官长和百姓却是心里面顽梗，一昧的行恶。
He was constantly warning the people of the danger of captivity, but their hearts of all the rulers of all the peoples were stubborn and rebellious.
先知、祭司都报假平安，其实他们没有真的平安。
From the prophets all the way to the priests were constantly preaching a false peace. However, there was in reality no peace.
他们不喜欢听真理，不喜欢听那个真实的警告啊，并且逼迫二代神的先知。
They did not like to listen to the truth, rather they preferred lies, and they did not like the true warnings, and they also persecuted God's priests, prophets.
至终所有的以色列人都被掳，耶路撒冷城被焚烧，圣殿被毁。
Finally, all the Israelites were taken into captivity. The entire city of Jerusalem was destroyed and the temple also burned.
到这个时候，以色列的北国和南国都亡国了。
And so finally, both the northern and southern kingdoms were taken and destroyed.
今天我们不也是活在这个末世吗？美国虽然不是以色列，但是它的光景却和他们非常相似。
Don't we also live in the last days today? Even though, excuse me, the United States is not America. However, our condition is very similar.
Yeah, United States is not Israel.
Not Israel, sorry. Yeah.
一场瘟疫啊，暴露了许多人的那一个邪恶的光景，叫大家不敢相信到底谁说的话是真的。
And so this pandemic has exposed the evil of many people's hearts so that we don't even know who to trust.
人高举科学和科技，但是却离开了活水的泉源和真理和赐福的源头。
People exalt science and technology, but they abandon the source of living water.
谎言充斥，人不喜欢真理，反而喜欢不义。
Lies abound, truth is disliked, and rather there's a love for injustice.
人要自由，却落在了罪恶的捆绑之中。
People want freedom, but rather fall into the bondage of sin.
自以为是强国，其实是外空内虚。
Thinking themselves to be a powerful country, but in fact it is just outward emptiness.
粉饰太平，自我感觉良好，其实这只是外面的假象。很像犹大王国以前的光景。
There is a whitewashed peace. We feel good about ourselves when, in fact, all of this is just an illusion, much like the signs before the fall of Judah.
注意下面的经文啊，就像耶利米书二章十一节和十三节所说的。
Just like what is written here, Jeremiah 2 verse 11 and 13.
岂有一国换了他的神吗？其实这不是神。我的百姓竟将他们的荣耀换了那无义的神。
Has a nation changed gods when they were not gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit.
离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
美国的先祖们是因为敬畏神，以神的话为立国的根基，所以他们蒙福，所以在短短200多年的时间以内就成为了世界的强国。
The forefathers of the U.S. feared God and used the Bible as the foundation of their nation. Thus they were blessed by God, became a very powerful country in a very short 200 years.
如今呢，却离开了这一个活水的源头，却为了自己去凿了一个破裂不能存水的池子。
Now they have abandoned the source of blessing, and they have gone to hew a cistern of their own.
不但失去了祝福，反而带来了灾难， 因为在根基上把这个国家破坏了。
Not only have they lost a blessing, but it has also brought disasters because the foundations of this country have been broken.
但是美国今天会变成这样，我们每一个神的儿女都有责任。
In fact, every child of God also has a responsibility in the United States becoming like this.
从属灵的角度来看，以色列从前旧约时代的以色列国，也就是预表今天的教会。
From a spiritual perspective, the Israel of the Old Testament also refers to the Church of the New Testament today.
所以当年以色列犹大国的光景，也就是反映了今天教会的光景。
So the condition of the Old Testament Israel also reflects our current condition.
我们也要认识，这一切也是仇敌的诡计和工作。
We also need to realize that this is the scheme and the work of the enemy.
我们的仇敌不是人，我们的仇敌是一切事物背后的撒旦，也就是神的仇敌。
Our enemy is not man, but the Satan that is behind all things. He is also God's enemy.
目的呢？这个仇敌的目的呢，就是要破坏神的儿女，就是包括你我，也就是他的圣所。
His purpose is to destroy God's children, including ourselves, who are God's sanctuary.
他的目的也是要拦阻神的旨意，就是基督和教会。
His purpose is also to hinder God's work, which is Christ and the church.
更深的一层说，
On a deeper level,
神允许仇敌能够得逞，
God allows the enemy to succeed.
是跟我们这一些神的儿女没有活出属灵的实际是有关系的。
Because it has something to do with whether or not we as his children live out spiritual reality.
但愿今天早晨我们都能够被拔高，我们要从神的眼光来看这一切的事情。
So I hope that today we can have a higher perspective to see all things from his point of view.
我们就能识破仇敌的诡计和看清楚我们自己的光景。
So that we can see through the scheme of the enemy and see our own condition clearly.
这样的话我们好站在神的这一边，认罪悔改，也为着神的国度和权益来征战，来祷告。
And so in this way we can stand upon God's side to confess our sins and repent and also battle in prayer for God's interest and kingdom.
所以今天早晨我分享的题目就是高举基督，活出属灵的实际。
And so today's topic is exalting Christ and living out spiritual reality.
那分为三点，第一就是仇敌在圣所中的破坏。
We have three points. The first is the destruction of the enemy in the sanctuary.
第二，神的道路是在圣所中。
Secondly, the way of God is in the sanctuary.
第三，复兴的路就是高举基督和活出属灵的实际。
And thirdly, the way to revival is to exalt Christ and to live out spiritual reality.
好，我们先看这个仇敌在圣所中的破坏。
First, let's take a look at the enemy's destruction in the sanctuary.
耶利米书第九章第一节说，
In Jeremiah 9:1 it says,
但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪水的泉源，好使我好为我百姓中被杀的人昼夜哭泣。
It says, May my head be water and my eyes a fountain of tears, so that I might weep day and night for the slain among my people.
先知耶利米为着国家和神的子民的光景时常哀哭，他哭到一个程度，觉得他的眼泪都不够用了。
The prophet Jeremiah often mourned for the state of the country and the people of God, and felt that sometimes his tears were not even enough.
其实他的悲伤就是神的悲伤，因为先知和神是完全合一的。
Now his sorrow was actually the sorrow of God, because he and God were completely united.
耶利米为他百姓中被杀的人哭泣，不但是为百姓身体上的死亡，更是为神百姓灵性上的死亡，对他们犯罪没有感觉的光景而哭泣。
Jeremiah wept day and night for the slain among his people, not only for their physical death, but also for their spiritual death, because they had no sense of right and wrong, and they were insensitive to sin.
因为九章二节就说了，他们都是行奸淫的，是行诡诈的一党。
In chapter 9, verse 2, it says, They are all adulterers and treacherous men.
那么 在耶利米书第三章也看到了，这个耶和华是他们的丈夫，他们应该全心，应该一心的归向他。
And in Jeremiah 3, we see that Jehovah is their husband. They should return to him with one heart, a whole heart.
但是被盗的北国呢，他们因为行淫就离弃了真神。
But the apostate northern kingdom of God, because of adultery, they left the true God.
他们换了外邦的神，他们就转向这些偶像去敬拜，所以他们就灭亡，被敌人掳走了。
Now they exchanged God for a Gentile God. They worshiped these idols, and because of that, they were captive, taken by the enemy.
那南国呢，还不引以为戒，还行奸淫，他们不转向神，在神以外还别有所爱。
Now the southern kingdom, they did not take warning from the north. They continued to commit adultery, did not turn to God, and loved others apart from Him.
不但如此，他们还行诡诈，说谎言。
Not only that, they also deceived and lied.
不知惭愧，不知羞耻，对罪恶没有感觉，所以正是死亡的光景。
They had no sense of shame, no sense of sin, which is exactly the situation of death.
接下去在耶利米书九章二十一到二十二节说。
And so continuing on, chapter 9, verse 21 and 22 says,
因为死亡上来，进了我们的窗户，入了我们的宫殿。
For death has come up through our windows, it has entered our palaces.
要从外边剪除儿孩童，从街市上剪除少年人。
To cut off the children from the streets, the young men from the town squares.
其实敌人攻击的目标和对象不只是成年人，更是孩童和少年人。
The target of the enemy's attack is not just for the adults, but also the children and the young people.
他为的是要使神的家断绝后代，或者把他们掳去服侍偶像，服侍敌人。
He wants to wipe out and destroy the descendants of God's house to take them captive so that they could serve the enemy.
神的话形容那个光景啊，就死人的尸首就像田野的粪土，像收割的人遗落的一把禾稼，无人收取。
God's word describes the situation as the corpses of men falling like dung on the open field and like a sheaf after the reaper, but no one will gather them.
就像今天很多成年的孩子们在外面不知道流落在哪一个角落里。
Just like many young people today who are outside, we don't even know where they are.
是一个非常凄凉的光景。
It's a very difficult, desolate situation.
如果人对于死亡没有感觉，甚至不会落泪的话，
If people have no sense of this, no sense of death, to the point where they don't even know how to weep.
下面一组经文九章十七十八节怎么说呢？
And then the next phrase in scripture tells us,
神就叫先知啊，去将那些善唱哀歌的、善哭的妇女招来。
God will ask the prophets to summon the mourning and wailing women who sing lamentations to teach them how to weep.
叫他们教百姓如何哭泣。如何为自己举哀
？To teach them how to weep and how to mourn for themselves.
先知说：“因为锡安败落了，被敌人掳去了，我们大大的惭愧。”
The prophet said, "Because Zion was defeated and plundered by the enemy, thus we are put to great shame."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们你我对今天的光景有忧伤的感觉吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you have any sense of sorrow about the present situation?
还是毫无感觉，见怪不怪，习以为常呢？
Or do you still feel nothing, taking everything as if it's for granted?
国家、社会、学校满了死亡的光景。
This nation, our society, even schools are full of this condition of death.
人对罪恶没有感觉，不但自己犯罪，还公开教别人，教下一代怎么犯罪。
People have no sense of sin. Not only do they commit sin themselves, they openly teach others how to sin.
而且这个死亡借着媒体，借着网络上来。
And this death comes in through the internet, through social media.
不知不觉，无声无息的穿过了窗户，潜入了家庭，也进入了宫殿。
It comes in unconsciously and silently, entering the window, infiltrating the family, entering the palace.
Into the palace. 就是国家的行政 司法、立法和教育系统。
And this palace is our country's administrative, judicial, legislative, and educational systems.
更进入了青年人，甚至是进入了孩童们的心中，掳去了他们的心，夺去了他们对主单一的爱和对神的敬畏。
It enters into the hearts of our young people and even the children, taking away their hearts of love, single love for God and even their fear for Him.
甚至于在我们中间从儿童班长大的孩子们辛辛苦苦地把他们养育长大。
Even among us, the children who grew up in our Sunday school classes, they have been brought up with painstaking efforts.
有的进入了名校，受了所谓精英教授的教导。
And some of them have been sent to prestigious schools under the guidance of elite professors.
毕业出来以后呢，变成了无神论者，离经叛道。
But they have graduated and now become atheists and apostates.
成为自由人文思想的推动者。
And they become,
真是叫人心痛啊。
They become promoters of free humanistic thought. This is really heartbreaking.
上一周弟兄已经在这里形容分享了这个世代的光景，我相信很多人都很认同。
Last week, our brother has shared with us the condition of the situation of this generation, and I believe that everybody shares similar feelings.
这些情形啊，就好像下面的经文啊，诗篇74篇3节和8节中所描绘的。
And I believe the situation is just like what is described in Psalm 74, verse 3 and 8.
诗人啊，求神去举步去看呢、啊，就是仇敌在圣所中的破坏。和荒凉的情形，这都是仇敌做的，是他所行的一切恶事。
Here, the poet is describing the enemy's destruction in the sanctuary and the work of the enemy. All of this is done by the enemy.
是仇敌尽一切所能的进行破坏，要在遍地把神的会所都烧毁了。
Now he is doing everything he can to destroy and burn down God's work and God's meeting places.
那是那个时候的情形，但是也就是仇敌今天在教会中，在青年人中所破坏的一样。
That was the condition back then, but it is the same work of destruction among us, among the children and the young people here.
但愿神开我们的眼睛，看见仇敌的工作。
May God open up our eyes so that we could see the work of the enemy.
让我们做今天的耶利米，一同起来向神呼吁，向神流泪祷告。
May we also be Jeremiah's to rise up to appeal to God with our tears and prayers.
不仅这样
，Not only so，
我们还要有一个心理准备，这个将是一个大的和一个长期的属灵征战。
We need to have our hearts prepared for this widespread and long-term spiritual battle.
下一处经文耶利米书第十二章第五节说
And the next passage in Jeremiah 12:5 says
耶和华说你若与步行的人同跑尚觉得累怎能与马赛跑呢
If you have run with footmen and they have tired you out then how can you compete with horses
意思就是说啊，你今天呢、啊，觉得这一个征战呢、啊、很困难但是这个只是跟步行的人同跑。
It means that today, if you feel that this race is very difficult, it's actually you're still racing with men.
这个征战将来会更难呢、啊，那个会好像跟马赛跑一样，那怎么会受得了呢
？Later on, you are going to race with horses. How can you stand it?
所以我们要坚定的站在神这一边，同心、警醒、刚强。恒切地为此祷告。
So we need to firmly stand on God's side, pray with one heart, with watchfulness, with strength and perseverance in our prayers.
你知道二次大战的时候啊
？Do you know in World War II?
这个希特勒的军队啊，横扫欧洲啊，没有人挡得住，眼看英国就要灭亡了。
Hitler's army swept across Europe and no one could stop it and at that time Britain was about to perish.
但跟那个时候啊他们全国的百姓灵里觉醒起来祷告建立了什么建立了祷告堡垒。
The people of the whole country woke up, they got up and prayed and they established a fortress of prayer.
至终啊情势扭转反败为胜。
The situation was reversed and defeat was turned into victory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，今天也是我们需要觉醒的时候，我们需要家家户户一同起来祷告。
Today is also a time when we need to wake up, that every family rise up and pray together.
第二点，我们一同来看神的道路是在圣所中。
Secondly, let's take a look at how the way of God is in the sanctuary.
借着神圣灵奇妙的带领，我们跟旧约一起读耶利米书的时候，跟这个基要真理组每天读经的进度呢，正好读到诗篇的卷三，就是第73篇到第89篇。
With the amazing leading of the Holy Spirit, while we are currently reading the book of Jeremiah, the daily Bible reading schedule also has us concurrently reading Psalms book 3, which is chapter 73 to 89.
在这一段的诗篇中看见什么？看见神圣殿的荒凉和复兴之路。
And so in these chapters, we see the desolation of the Holy Temple and also the road to revival.
所以下面我就会引用这个卷三的经节，就像刚刚提到的诗篇74篇也是这一个卷三之内的。
And so in this section, I will quote some of the verses from this book 3 of Psalms. For example, I just mentioned Psalm 74, the enemy's work of destruction in the sanctuary.
刚刚74篇就说到仇敌在圣所的破坏。那么在诗篇73篇和77篇的前半篇里面呢，
And so now in Psalm 73 to 77, the first half of it,
诗人呢，因为看到了圣殿被毁，神的子民被掳蒙羞，恶人却狂傲享平安。
And so the poet here, he saw that the temple was destroyed, God's people were taken into captivity and shamed, and yet the wicked were arrogant and at peace.
所以先知的心中啊，忧伤不平，甚至对神抱怨，差一点就半跌了。
And so his heart was sad and felt unbalanced. He even complained to God and almost stumbled.
那是诗篇中的诗人，就像先知耶利米在耶利米书12章和14章也向神发出同样的问题，还要跟神理论。
And so that was the condition of the poet. And in the same way, Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 12 and 14, also reasoned and wanted to argue with God.
他说啊，恶人的道路为何亨通呢？大行诡诈的为何安逸呢？
He says, why does the path of the wicked prosper? Why do the deceitful find comfort and ease?
那么下面14章的8节到9节说，你为何在这地像寄居的，像行路的，只住一宵呢？
And then in chapter 14, why are you like a stranger in the land and a traveler staying only for one night?
为何像不能救人的勇士呢？
Why are you like a mighty man or warrior who can't save the people?
意思就是说，主啊，这个情形这么的凄凉悲惨，你为什么不住在我们中间来救我们呢？
In another words, they're saying, God, this condition is so tragic and desolate. Why don't you come up and save us?
当我们用肉眼来看这个世界上的人事物的时候，也会有相同的感受和反应。
When we use our physical eyes to take a look at the people and situation around us, we also have similar responses.
有的时候我们心里会愤愤不平，甚至于啊，向神发怒，向神抱怨。
And so we feel wronged and we even complain to God in anger.
但是接下去啊，在诗篇73篇17节中啊，有一个转，有一个说直到，有一个等。
But then in Psalm 73, there is until, there is a time of turning.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Until I came into the sanctuary of God, then I perceived their end.
这个思想啊，这个英文就是 understood, 就是明白了。
This perceived means understood.
诗人跟我们很多人一样，本来不明白的，但是他进到了圣所呢，哦，他就 就明白了那些恶人的结局了。
The poet previously did not understand, just like us. However, when he entered into the sanctuary of God, then he understood their end.
圣经中你去读的话，原来神把他们安在华地啊，沉沦和灭亡就要来到了。
We realize that these enemies, these evil ones, they are actually on slippery ground and they're very quickly to be destroyed.
当诗人在圣所中明白的时候，他就转而向神悔改他的愚昧和无知。
When the poet came to understand, then he turned, repented of his foolishness and ignorance.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们进到圣所，或者是回到圣所了，我们才会看到未来，我们才不会灰心。
So only when you return and enter into the sanctuary will you see and understand and not be discouraged.
那今天的圣所在哪里呢？
So where is the sanctuary of God today?
下面一处经文，林前六章十九节说：“岂不知你们？”人的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。
In 1 Corinthians 6:19 it tells us, or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?
今天圣所，神的圣殿已经从外面转到了我们的里面。
Today, the holy temple, the sanctuary, has gone from an outward thing into an inward one.
另外一处经节我们又列出来，就像我们熟悉的彼得前书二章五节说，我们也同被建造，成为灵宫，所以我们就是神在灵里面居住的所在。
Another passage we are familiar with, 1 Peter 2:5, we are being built up as a spiritual house. We are the dwelling place of God, that is in the Spirit.
我们也很熟悉的这个经文哈，就是在下面一个经文，约翰福音四章二十四节，在前面二十三四节，说到神是灵，所以拜他的必须用灵和真诚实拜他。
Another passage we're familiar with, John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
这个更直接的翻译啊，你若是看英文，就是拜他的必须在灵和真实里面敬拜。
A more direct translation, those who worship him must worship in spirit and in reality.
也就是说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当我们来聚会的时候，我们必须要在灵和真实里面，什么意思？就是必须要有属灵的实际。
So when we come to the meetings, we must be in spiritual, in spirit and in reality. That is, we must have spiritual reality.
如果你坐在这里，灵里面毫无感动，没有感觉，那就不是一个真实的敬拜。但是如果有真实，我们是这样的有灵和实际的话呢，这才是敬拜。父就是正在寻找这样的真实敬拜者。
When you are sitting here and your spirit is not moved at all and you have no sense, then it is not true worship. The Father is seeking for true worshippers who worship in spirit and in truth.
所以这一次西岸特会的主题就是啊，教会属灵的实际。
That is why this year the theme for WCCC is the spiritual reality of the church.
所以弟兄们一再的强调啊，教会活在属灵实际里面的重要。
The brothers have repeatedly emphasized the importance of living in spiritual reality.
那么神殿荒凉的原因是什么呢？
So what is the reason for the desolation of the temple?
表面看起来是因为以色列人邪恶、背叛、犯罪，其实是仇敌的工作。
On the surface it appears that the Israelites are evil, they rebelled and they sinned, but it actually is the work of the enemy.
但是啊，仇敌也是神手中的工作，神要借着仇敌的手啊，借着这个仇敌的手要做拆毁的工作，把一切不在基督里面的人事物啊，通通要拆掉。
And yet the enemy is also the work of God's hand. God uses the enemy's hands to do the work of tearing down.
好把我们带进属灵的实际，就是在基督里面真实的被建造起来。
So that we can be brought into spiritual reality and to establish that which is true in Christ.
就好像先知耶利米这个名字的意思啊，就是拆毁和建立，拔出和栽植。
Just like the meaning of the name Jeremiah, it is to tear down and to build up, to pull out and to plant.
神要把外面宗教的虚假外表要除去，要建立他在灵里面、圣灵里面那个实际的居所， 就是新约的教会。
God wants to tear down the false appearance of outward religion and establish His actual spiritual residence, which is the church.
就好像另外一节很熟悉的经文没有打出来，就是以弗所书二章二十节所说，我们也同被建造，成为神在灵里居住的所在。
Just like what is written in Ephesians 2:22, we are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
所以，神的圣所不但在我们每一个人的灵里，也在教会里。
And so, God's sanctuary is not only in our spirit, but also within the church.
更重要的，而且神的道路也就在其中。
And more importantly, God's way is also in the sanctuary.
所以我们看下面一处经文，就是诗篇七十七篇的十三节。
And next, Psalm 77:13.
这个啊，你要一方面看这个，我们先看十三节，你要看中文也要看英文。这里和合本说，神啊，你的作为是洁净的。
And so we need to take a look at both Chinese and English translations. One translation is, Your way, O God, is holy.
那么英文的版本是说，你的神啊，你的道路是在圣所中。
New King James Version and Darby says, Oh God, thy way is in the sanctuary.
所以你把这两个合起来啊，就是神在他圣所中所做的那个圣洁的工作。
And so put these two together. Your way, Oh God, is holy in the sanctuary.
那么这个诗篇七十七篇十九节中你会看到了。
And also you will see in 77 verse 19.
虽然神的道路过去还是 was, 在海中在大水中他的脚中无人知道，好像是隐藏的。
In the past tense was, your way was in the sea and your path in the mighty waters and your footprints may not be known.
但是在十三中呢，十三节中间说的 is, 就是如今呢，神的道路是在他的圣所中是显明的。
But in verse 13, God's way is, it is manifested and shown in the sanctuary.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要离开圣所，就是不要离开教会啊，这里才有神的道路。
And so we ought not to leave this His sanctuary and His church because this is God's way.
或者是在这个里面才有 God's way. In the sanctuary, the God way is in the sanctuary, 神的道路是在圣所中。
And so God's way is in the sanctuary.
也就像七十七篇二十节说的，你曾借摩西和亚伦的手引导百姓，好像羊群一般。
And so in Psalm 77:20 it says, You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是跟随羊群的脚踪和牧者的带领，就是在圣所中就可以知道神的道路。
If you follow the footsteps of the flock and the shepherd's leading, that is within the sanctuary, then you can know the way of God.
上一周弟兄也提醒我们，我们都熟悉，但是要再被提醒，神是我们的牧者，我们是他的羊。
Last week our brother shared with us, and we all need to be reminded, even though we know that God is our shepherd, we are his sheep.
羊。羊都是跟随牧者，没有自己选择的。
The sheep all follow the shepherd; they do not choose for themselves.
我们也知道这个羊啊，天生它的视力就比较弱。有人说它不但是短视，它而且还是色盲。
And we know this that sheep's eyesight are inherently weak. Not only are they short-sighted, but they are also colorblind.
而且它的眼睛啊不大会调整焦距，所以判断距离也有问题。
And in their eyes, they're unable to focus very well, and they have difficulty judging distance.
所以羊啊必须要群居，而且有牧者的引领。
That is why sheep live together in groups and they need to be guided by a shepherd to be safe.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们自己也要告诉我们的孩子们，一定要活在教会中，不要自以为有聪明，我们只要离开羊群和牧者就有危险了。
And so brothers and sisters, we need to tell ourselves and our children that we need to live in the sanctuary. Don't think that you are smart because when you leave the flock, that, then you are in danger.
感谢主，我们今天有双重的圣所，一个就是在我们的灵里，还有一个就是在我们所生活的教会中。
And so we thank God. We have a double sanctuary today. We have the secret inward sanctuary in the spirit and a public one that is within the church.
所以我们不但要活在灵里，也要活在教会的生活中。
And so not only do we live in the spirit, but we also need to live within the church.
这样 大人和孩子才都能被保守，也都能行，这样才能行在神的道路中。
And so in this way, both adults and children are protected as they walk in God's ways.
好，第三，我们来看复兴的路。
Thirdly, let's take a look at the road to revival.
怎么复兴？
How to have revival?
就是要高举基督，就是要活出属灵的实际。
We need to exalt Christ and live out spiritual reality.
主不但住在我们的灵里，也住在他的居所，就是教会中。
God not only dwells within our spirit, but He also lives within His dwelling, the church.
那么我们怎么在个人的生活中，或者是在教会的聚会中，运用灵，而活在属灵的实际中呢？
And so how do we use the spirit in our daily personal lives as well as within the meetings to have spiritual reality?
前面的弟兄们已经交通了很多的信息，但是我呢，愿意今天早上从诗篇的卷三中呢来有一些分享。
The brothers previously have shared many messages with us about this. I'd like to share from Psalm's third book.
下面一处经文呢，诗篇八十篇十七节到十八节，我们先看到十八节的上半。
Let's take a look at Psalms 80, 17 to the first part of verse 18.
愿你的手扶持你右边的人，就是你为自己所坚固的人子，这样我们便不离开你，并不退后离开你。
Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you.
基督就是那一位在神右边的人，就是神为自己所坚固的人子。
Christ is the man at the right hand of God, the son of man that God has strengthened for himself.
他曾降卑为人子，但是他已经被高举到了宇宙的至高处，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
He was humbled as the son of man, but he has been exalted to the highest place in the universe so that he can take first place in all things.
他已经被神高举了，所以我们也应该在凡事上高举他。
God has already exalted him, so we also should exalt him in all things.
如果我们在个人的生活、婚姻的生活、家庭的生活啊，并教会生活中学习以他为主，凡事问问他。
If we learn to take him as our Lord and Master, inquire of him in all things, exalt Christ in our personal lives, in our marriages, in our family, in church life.
并且高举他，使他在我们人生中的每一方面都得着他所该得的地位。
If we exalt him to give him the position that he deserves.
这个十八节的后半呢，到十九节的前半呢，就告诉我们这样的话就能得着复兴，也能得着恢复。
And then in these two verses, it tells us that then in such a way can we be revived and restored.
这里说求你救活我们呢，你读这个英文呢，救活就是 revive, 就是复兴的意思。
In Chinese, it says rescue us, which means to revive us.
然后呢，这个使我们回转呢，这个英文就是 restore us, 就是恢复我们。
And in Chinese, when it says turn us back, it means to restore us.
所以我们如果高举基督，我们就不会退后离开主。
So if we exalt Christ, then we will not turn back and leave him.
而且我们就能得着复兴和恢复。所以高举基督就是复兴和恢复的路。
And then we will be revived and restored. So exalting Christ is the way to be revived and restored.
你说这个怎么在生活中来应用的？
So now you ask, how can we use this in our daily lives?
我很喜欢有一位弟兄分享，他说啊，他操练，他在网上上班工作的时候啊，他不时的就停下来几分钟啊，跟主祷告一下，再继续他的工作。
There is a brother who shared with us, and this is a really wonderful practice, that while he works online, every now and then he would stop from time to time to pray to the Lord, and then continue his work.
他是这样在工作中高举耶稣，让主做他的主，做他的智慧，做他的力量。
In this way, he is exalting Christ so that Christ could be his Lord, his wisdom, and his strength.
还有一位弟兄分享，大家可能也听过了，以往啊，是从前用经文来要求妻子要顺服他，因为他只读到丈夫是妻子的头。
There's another testimony, perhaps you have all heard it. This brother shared how he used scripture to require his wife to obey him, because in the past, he only read that the husband is the head of the wife.
后来啊， 他蒙主光照了，他认识基督才是头啊，基督才是一家之主啊。
But now he has been enlightened by the Lord. Now he knows that Christ is the head of the family, that Christ is the Lord.
以前在家里面是他说的话算数，现在是主说的话才算数。
In the past, it used to be whatever he says would count, but now it's what the Lord says that counts.
这一来啊，他才认识哦，我应该先爱妻子啊，甚至要为他舍己啊。
And so now he realized that he needs to love his wife first, even deny himself for her.
因为这样的基督在他的里面被高举了，所以他们的婚姻生活、家庭生活都得了复兴和恢复。
And now because Christ is exalted in their home, their marriage has been restored and revived.
这个可以应用在我们生活的各方面。我们越高举基督，我们越让凡事上让他居首位，我们就越得着复兴，我们也越得着恢复。
This can be used in all aspects of our daily lives. If you give Christ the first place in everything, then the more you will be revived and restored.
我们不但要在工作中，在婚姻生活，在家庭生活中高举基督，让基督居首位。
Not only do we exalt Christ in our work, in our marriages, in our family, in our daily life, but we let him have the first place in all things.
就是在疾病中，甚至于在面对死亡的时候，还是可以高举基督，也而且还是可以活出属灵的实际。
Even when we are sick and even facing death, we can still exalt Christ and live out spiritual reality.
就像我们亲爱的最近过去的不久的严桂枝姊妹啊，主的话在她的身上是实际的。
Just like our sister who recently passed away, Sister Yan, the Lord's words were real to her.
她在病中读到诗篇五十篇，下面这个第十五节，她说：“病要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。”
She read Psalm 50, verse 15. It says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will honor me."
她就在病中啊，求告主，呼求阿巴父。让他在患难之日托住他来荣耀神。
And so she called upon the Lord when she was sick, and so she called upon Abba Father so that she could glorify God in her time of trouble.
在化疗的副作用和癌症的疼痛中，主的恩手托住他。
During the side effects of chemotherapy as well as the pain of the cancer, it was God's hands who held on to her.
他的实际是什么？肉体的苦难不能叫他与基督的爱隔绝。
What was her reality? It was that even in physical suffering, that nothing could separate her from the love of Christ.
在她身体软弱，甚至没有力气唱诗的时候，还请她的弟兄、她的丈夫为她放这个诗歌的录音，她心中唱出对主的赞美。
Even when her body was weak to the point where she was unable to sing hymns, she asked her husband to play the recording of hymns for her so that her heart could sing praises to God.
最后她怎么说？我已经预备好到主那里去了。
And so at the end, she says, I am now ready to go to the Lord.
就连面对死亡，她也得胜有余了。
And so even facing death, she could overwhelmingly conquer.
姊妹虽然过去了，但是在她有限的年日里。
And so even though our sister has passed away in her limited years,
不但是得着了主自己，也活出了属灵的实际，也在她的身上荣耀了主的名。
Not only did she gain the Lord himself, she also lived out spiritual reality to give glory to the name of our Lord.
这样的经历和见证呢，比金子还要宝贵。
Such experiences and testimonies are more precious than gold.
对，有弟兄说啊，我想想我们亲爱的姊妹这样的经历，我自己的痛苦没什么好讲。
And so our brother shares with us that when I remember the experiences of our sister, then my own sufferings, there's not much to talk about.
好，现在我们来说在聚会中啊的操练。
Now let's come and talk about some of the things we can practice as we gather.
当我们来到聚会中一起敬拜的时候，我们要用我们的灵在灵里来敬拜他。
When we come to worship together, we need to worship him in our spirits.
要借着开口赞美唱诗求告主的名来高举基督。
We open our mouths to sing praises, to sing, to call on the name of the Lord, to exalt Christ.
你看下一处的经文呢，诗篇八十一篇的一到四节。
And the next passage, Psalm 81, verse 1 through 4.
你不要忘记啊，卷三就是讲复兴的路啊。
Don't forget, book 3 talks about the road to revival.
你们当 向神我们的力量大声欢呼，向雅各的神发声欢乐，唱起诗歌，打手鼓，弹美琴与瑟，当在，好，我们先翻译一半好了。
Sing for joy to God our strength. Shout joyfully to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Strike the timbrel, the sweet sounding lyre with a harp.
当在月朔并月望我们过节的日期吹角，因为这是为以色列定的律例，也是雅各神的典章。
Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our feast day, for it is a statue of Israel, for an ordinance of the God of Jacob.
这是神对他子民的一个定规啊。
This is a This is a command, a statue, an ordinance of God to His children.
所以今天我们神的儿女来聚集啊，也就是一起过节，我们应该向神啊发声欢乐。
When God's children gather today, we are also celebrating a festival. We need to rejoice and sing to Him.
别的聚会你不大有机会，但是波饼聚会呢，我们可以借着赞美、唱诗、感谢来高举基督。
Perhaps in other meetings you may not have as much opportunity, but at table meeting you can open up your mouth to give singing and praises and thanksgiving to God.
主已经从死里复活了，他已经得胜了，他已经坐在神的右边了，他配得我们的赞美和高举吗？
The Lord has already risen from the dead. He has triumphed and sat down at the right hand of God. He is worthy of our praise.
有一次啊，在周三祷告聚会的时候，那个领会的弟兄是这么说的。
One time at a Wednesday night prayer meeting, the leading brother said,
他说啊，在波饼聚会中，不但大人要开口，孩子们也可以开口，凡是神的儿女都可以开口赞美他。我很阿们。
Our brother said that not only the adults should open up their mouths to pray, but the children can also open up their mouths to pray. All who have a mouth should pray, and I thoroughly amen it.
Amen. 这个接下去啊，诗篇八十一篇第十节怎么说呢？
What does Psalm 81 verse 10 say?
我是耶和华你的神，曾把你从埃及地领上来，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。
I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it.
主曾经把我们从世界中拯救出来，波饼聚会就是一个最好的机会，把让我们向主献上感谢和赞美的一个聚会。
The Lord has rescued us out of this world, and so now at the table meeting is the best opportunity for us to give our thanks and praise to Him.
我告诉你一个秘密。
Let me tell you a secret.
口和心是相连的。
Our mouth and our heart are connected.
口开，心就开。
Open your mouth and your heart will open.
心开，灵就开。
When your heart opens, your spirit opens.
但愿我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能向主大大张口，主就给我们充满。
May we all open up our mouths so that the Lord can fill us greatly.
还有一个 secret, 还有一个秘密。
There's another secret.
来到聚会中啊，不错，一方面你是要等候圣灵的感动。
When you come to the meeting, yes, on one hand you need to wait for the moving of the Spirit.
但是另一方面呢，你也不要太被动的等待。
Yet on the other hand, don't be too passive, be active.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你要有一个要在会中可以开口，要向神赞美的一个心。
Have a heart prepared to open your mouth in the midst of the congregation.
如果我们有心在会中要向神祷告，主就会给我们话。
If you have a heart that is willing to open up your mouth, then the Lord will give you a word.
我听有人这么讲啊，我也同意啊。我们要主动的被动，要 actively passive.
And so I have heard somebody say this, and I agree. We need to be actively passive.
下面一个经节。
The next verse.
因为在灵前十四章三十二节说，先知的灵原是顺服先知的。
In 1 Corinthians 14:32, it says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophets.
我用一幅图画给你形容啊。
Let me illustrate it with a picture.
好像这个帆船呢，帆要张开，风吹了才会动。
It's like a sailboat. You need to open up your sail so that when the wind blows, it will move.
被风吹是被动。
To be moved by the wind is passive.
但是把帆张开是主动。
But opening up the sail is active.
如果我们的心，我们的帆不张开，风怎么吹我们也不会动的。
If your heart, which is the sail, is open, no matter how the wind blows, it will not move.
还有一个秘诀。
There's another secret.
唱诗的时候啊，要把诗歌本打开。
When you sing hymns, open up your hymn book.
荧幕上的歌词过去了以后啊，你还可以回顾刚刚唱的诗歌唱了什么。
Even when the lyrics on the projection screen is now turned off, you can still look at the words in the hymn book so that you can remember what we just sang.
在波饼聚会中有一个灵的。
Within table meeting, there is a spirit.
你要顺着这个灵。
You need to follow that spirit.
这样子可以帮助我们进入诗歌的灵里。
In this way, it helps us enter into the spirit of the hymn.
可以顺着诗歌的灵。
Follow the spirit of the lyrics.
甚至于啊，还可以重复那个你唱的时候有灵感的那个歌词来祷告。
So that you can pray even some of the words that were inspirational from the hymn.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真的盼望大家要珍惜主再给我们一次机会，我们可以再一次大家一同面对面的擘饼聚会啊。
Brothers and sisters, we need to truly cherish this new opportunity that we have to gather face to face at the table.
我们不要回到从前那个老旧的光景，我们要活出在灵里面那个活泼的新样。
Don't go back to the old condition. Rather, we need to live in this newness of our spirits.
好不好？我们一同来操练。
Shall we all practice?
什么叫灵？要灵感才动，不要不管灵到了哪里，我都是我那。我们要在这边操练，用我们的灵来进入属灵的实际。
Let us all practice together that no matter where the spirit is moving, that we need to practice spiritual reality.
就好像啊，病重以后得到痊愈的人，生活一定要有改善啊。
Just like a person who has recovered from a serious illness, that your lifestyle will now change.
饮食上、生活上、睡眠上、运动上，要改去旧的习惯，要珍惜生命。
In your diet, in your life, in your sleep and exercise, you will cherish your life.
同样的，我们要珍惜并抓住每一次还能相聚聚会的这个机会，来开口向神献上赞美。
We need to cherish and grab a hold of every opportunity we have to open up our mouths to offer praise to Him.
可以说到一个程度。两句三句都好，只要是以灵和真来敬拜。
It doesn't matter whether it's even two or three sentences, as long as you worship in spirit and truth.
我身为祖父，最喜欢喜的时刻就是家人团聚的时刻。
I am a grandfather, and some of my most joyful moments are at family reunions.
我不只是关这个享受家人的同在，我更享受在一起那个欢乐的声音啊。不，大家做的都没有声音，但是爷爷爷爷，哎呀，这个才是那个欢乐的那个欢乐啊。
I not only enjoy just the presence of my family members, but when they are joyful, especially the joyful sounds, when the children say grandpa, grandpa, it causes me great joy.
同样的，神的儿女来到他的桌子面前，来到我们的天父面前，他不是何尝的巴望听见我们的声音，阿爸父啊，亲爱的主啊，我爱你啊，那他多么盼望听见这样的声音啊，三句两句都好。
So it's the same way our Heavenly Father, when His children gather together at the table, it's the same way that He loves to hear our voices, calling Him, Abba Father, Dear Lord, how we love you. Two to three sentences is fine.
不但我们欢乐，我们的天父，我们的主也欢喜快乐，心满意足啊。
Not only are we rejoicing, but He also rejoices, and His heart can be happy and content.
神满足了，我们也满足了，这个就是属灵的实际啊。
If God is content, then we are content. This is spiritual reality.
最后我愿意用耶利米的祷告作为结束的话。
Lastly, I'd like to conclude with Jeremiah's prayer.
耶利米书十四章二十二十一节，他的祷告是从认罪开始。
In chapter 14, 20 to 21, his prayer begins with confessing of sins.
他承认他和百姓和列祖都犯了罪，得罪了神。
Jeremiah confessed that yes, he and his people have all sinned against God.
我们得罪了，但是呢，他说，虽然我们不好啊，但为着你的名，你荣耀的宝座，求你不要厌恶我们呐。
He says, we are not good, but for your name and your throne of glory, do not despise us.
不要辱没了你荣耀的宝座，不要背了你与我们所立的约啊。
Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Do not annul your covenant with us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们为着下一代的流失，为着仇敌在圣所中的破坏，我们也要自己先在主面前悔改 认罪。
Today, for the loss of our next generation and the destruction of the enemy in the sanctuary, we must also first confess and repent, confess our sins before Him.
因为我们没有高举基督，我们没有让他在凡事上居首位，我们没有让他得着他所该得的地位。
Because we have not exalted Christ, allowed Him to take first place in everything, to receive the position that He deserves.
在家庭生活中没有活出属灵的实际，我们要为自己的伪善认罪悔改。
And so in our family lives, we have also failed to live out spiritual reality, so we need to repent of our own hypocrisy.
另外一面，我们的眼睛也要被开启，看见我们共同的敌人就是神的仇敌。
And on the other hand, may our eyes be open so that we can see our common enemy, that is God's enemy.
我们而且要认识仇敌的诡计和他的目的，就是要破坏神的儿女，就是神的圣所。
And we also need to understand the scheme of God's enemy, which is to destroy God's children and His sanctuary.
我们也要知道他的目的就是要拦阻神的旨意，就是基督被高举和教会。
And we also know that His work is to hinder God's will, which is Christ the church.
让我们做今天的耶利米。
So let's be Jeremiah today.
求他为着他的子民，为着他的国度，为他自己名的缘故。
And ask God to rise up against His enemies for the sake of His people, for His own name, for His kingdom.
求他起来对付他的仇敌，并且在各地兴起他祷告的堡垒。
May He rise up to deal with His enemy and raise up many prayer fortresses everywhere.
不但兴起许多祖父祖母双膝跪下的祈祷。
Not only for grandparents to kneel down to pray,
也兴起所有的父母家长和一切有负担的。
May all parents and all who have burdens to also pray.
不但为自己的孩子，也要为家神家中所有的孩子，尤其是在外面求学、在外面工作的孩子们。
Not only for their own children, but for all the children of God's family, especially those who are studying and working abroad.
让我们大家一起同心的认罪悔改，在灵中向神呼吁，一同用祷告来征战。
That together we would confess our sins and repent, appeal to God in the Spirit to battle with our prayers.
并且借着我们在生活中的各种环境中高举基督，凡事问问主，凡事以他居首位。
And so in all the environments of our lives, to exalt Christ, inquire of the Lord in everything, put Him first in everything.
并且在生活中和教会的聚会中各种聚会开口向主献上赞美。
And in our lives and in our gatherings, that we would open our mouths to offer praise to Him.
就是面对疾病，面对死亡，仍然不停止对主的赞美。
Even if we're facing illness and even death, that we would not stop praising the Lord.
因为他已经得胜，他已经升为至高，他已经坐在父的右边，他配得我们永远的高举和赞美。
Because He is victorious, He has ascended to the highest, He has sat down at the right hand of the Father, and He is worthy of our praise.
就如诗歌副歌中所说的，永远举起耶稣，赞美主不歇。
Just like what the hymn says, all in all forever, Jesus will I sing, everything in Jesus, and Jesus everything.
一切在基督里，主是我一切，借着这样来使仇敌蒙羞退后。
Now everything in Jesus, Jesus everything, this is a shame to the enemy for him to retreat.
但愿神在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀。
May God be glorified in the church and in Christ Jesus.
直到世世代代，永永远远，阿门。
Forever and ever, Amen.
让我们一同再把这个诗歌的副歌再唱三次。
Let's sing the refrain of this hymn three times.
先第一次用英文，第二次用中文，第三次试着一起背唱。
The first time in Chinese, second time in English, and then the third time, we will try to memorize it.
English.
English first.
All in all.Thank you. 求你开我们每一个人的眼睛。
Eyes,
看见仇敌在你圣所中的破坏
that we would see the destruction of the enemy in your sanctuary
也叫我们看见你的道路就在圣所中
so that we may see that your way is also in the sanctuary
求主帮助我们在生活中操练高举基督
help us to practice every day to exalt Christ
在聚会中操练开口赞美神在灵里得复兴
that in the meetings we would also practice how to open up our mouths to praise you and be restored and revived in the spirit
也叫我们如何祷告对
So that we would know how to pray to deal with the enemy.
让你的名不再在神子民中被高举，也在全地成为至高。
So that your name would not only be exalted among your people, but throughout the entire world.
主啊，愿你的荣耀充满全地。
May your glory fill the whole world.
奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名祷告。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.